All right, this is going to be roll call for Thursday, March 18th.
It is roll call for these Harford County Sheriff's deputies working the night shift. The men and women of the Sheriff's Department continue to work in what has been a rough year.
When we had all those deaths within a very short period of time, it had quite an impact on the agency, had an impact on morale. It had an impact on just our attitudes and coming to work, significant impact on our mental health.
The losses started in early September when the department lost Corporal Charlie Licato. He worked in the warrant apprehension unit. Sheriff Jesse Bain remembers Licato's last night on the job.
I know that he came into the office. We still have not been able to determine what the reason for coming in was. I personally believe that probably he had received information and a hot tip on where someone was located in Harford County that we had a warrant for. Charlie was the kind of person that if he smelled blood, he was a hound dog and he was on it.
Early on the morning of September 6th, Corporal Licato was heading home along Route 1 near the Conowingo Dam. For some reason, Licato lost control of his car. It struck a pole and then two large trees. Corporal Licato was killed instantly.
And he was very proud of what he was doing. I'm sorry.
Okay. Don Licato, himself a retired Baltimore City Police homicide detective, is Charlie Licato's father.
He was very proud to be a deputy with the Harford County Sheriff's Office. He loved his agency, and the guy said he worked with, he got promoted and as a corporal, as a first-line supervisor, but he always worked with his guys. You know, I never met one of the fellows that said that they had worked for Charlie. They always worked with him.
A week later, hundreds of people came here to the Mountain Christian Church in Joppa for Corporal Licato's funeral. Among them, Licato's colleague, Sergeant Ian Lochran, who began experiencing chest pains during the service.
He's under a lot of stress. He's the type of person that really cares about other people more than he cares about his own personal well-being.
Hours later, at home, Sergeant Lochran was dead. He suffered a fatal heart attack. Deputy Holly Hinkle had trained with Lochran.
One of the things is you don't realize how close you are with the people you work with until you lose somebody like this. And then you start seeing, you know, that they're your family. And he really is part of my family. And losing him and working with him, you don't realize that until you lose somebody. So.
That was absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely total. It was a shock to know that he was having heart issues at Charlie's funeral and then went home and passed away. That was, when I found that out, it was a shock.
On May 3rd, Corporal Licato and Sergeant Lochran will be honored at Fallen Heroes Day at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. Their names will be inscribed on a memorial here. One of the other five names to be added is another Harford County deputy, Teresa Testerman. She was a corrections officer at the County Detention Center. She died in 2010 after suffering a fatal heart attack. Sheriff Bain, who has attended all 27 of these ceremonies, says this one will be very difficult.
Now, it's kind of like you're going to have to live this thing all over again.
Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.